From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley, and here's a look at some of the stories we're following at this hour. Recovery efforts resumed today for the six construction workers who are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Tuesday, causing the structure to collapse. The ship lost its steering capability before hitting one of the structure's main supports. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jennifer Homendy says the ship's black box is now being examined.
Right now we do have the data recorder, which is essentially the black box. We've sent that back to our lab to evaluate and begin to develop a timeline of events that led up to the strike on the bridge. And we hope to have that information to share with the public later today.
The bridge is an important link in the region's transportation infrastructure, and its collapse is expected to snarl commuter traffic and disrupt a vital shipping port. Supply chain experts also predict the harbor shutdown will have a ripple effect across the country. Efforts to help a Cape Henlopen school district expansion have failed. Voters headed to the polls Tuesday to vote on a referendum, which would have generated nearly $80 million through a proposed tax increase. The school district says the initiative was needed because enrollment has grown by more than 2,400 students in the past 20 years. Be sure to join us for WBOC News. From the Newsplex, I'm Jacqueline Carley.